And I guess it's different in the Bahamas and Bali. They were very humble and like, you know, it's they're kind of like, I guess, third world countries, so they're a lot more appreciative and like they're just happy to kind of see you, and they're just like trying to teach you about their land and telling you stories. And in London, I feel it's a city like where we live in, so people were still nice, but they weren't really like interactive with us. They weren't trying to tell us this is my land, you know, because it's
Yeah.
kind of like, yep, this is where I
They were
live.
just trying to get to their
They're
jobs and
just,
stuff.
yeah, it's a city, so they're just like up and down. Like they didn't try to like talk to us or try to like tell us about something. Like they were just kind of in their own world. Like I'm in a hurry. I gotta go to
Yeah.
work. And I mean, I can see why. You know, they're just kind of like, I'm on the go.
Go, go, go.
Yeah, they're not really trying to stop. And then the other two, the people there, were just trying to share a lot more about their land and their culture to help us understand like who they are and like what they have there to offer, kind of thing.
Yeah. Since you've traveled to both cities and tropical islands, which one do you prefer?
Tropical island. I just feel like, 'cause I'm already in a city, so when I got to London, it was amazing 'cause of all the like buildings, like in the history, and just knowing that buildings have been there for so long
Yeah,
and they were
like the
so pretty.
architecture.
Yeah, it's so pretty, but it's just something about the island. Like they say, like you're on island time, like time really does feel like it's extended.
Yeah.
So I'm more of an island girl. I prefer islands. If I could live in an island, I would, but there's probably no real jobs for me, you
For
know?
what you do
I
at
think
least.
for what I do, I definitely need to be in a city. But if I could live in an island, I would just swing off a tree every day. But you know.
Was there any advice that someone, like a someone traveling or a local, was there any advice that they gave you that you're gonna remember for a long time?
Yeah, our driver, I think he said something, I can't remember his exact words, but he said something like every time we would leave his cab, he would be like, just live your life, man. And then like it was just so funny
This is
because
in Bali.
yeah. But yeah, because me and Chelsea are very like stressed, and like I feel like we're just always kind of, we're just
Working.
busy bodies,
Yeah.
so I feel like he would always say that to us to kind of remind us to like ease up and enjoy that
Sometimes you have to
we're,
like enjoy life a
yeah,
little.
yeah. Like we're on vacation. Like stop stressing or like stop trying to see everything, because that's one thing that we do. We're just like see everything, but it's like it's one trip. Can't see everything.